Anyone who's ever seen a TV police drama knows that pulling the trigger on a gun leaves distinctive marks on the bullet or cartridge case. In real life, as well as on TV, police use those telltale marks to help them link a gun to a crime. Some lawmakers and gun control groups have pushed for a national database to record the ballistic signature of every gun sold in the U.S. But a new report from a prestigious scientific panel says that's probably not a good idea. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has more.
For 3 weeks in October of 2002, a series of deadly shootings dominated the news.
We begin this evening with the story of the Washington sniper. Today, authorities confirm the link between the fatal sniper shooting of a woman last night and the killings of eight other people in the Washington area.
By comparing bullets taken from the sniper's victims, investigators knew that the shootings were linked. But to what gun? Whose gun? Police couldn't tell. The federal government does have a database of markings on bullets that police can search. The trouble was, it only includes guns previously used in a crime. So the Washington sniper case had some lawmakers saying, hey, why don't we start recording the unique markings left by all guns? Fire a gun before a person buys it and record its ballistic signature. That way, if it's ever used in a crime, investigators can trace it back. But it wasn't clear if the technology was ready. So the Department of Justice took the problem to the National Research Council, which gives the government independent advice on science issues. A panel spent 4 years looking at the idea. Here's their verdict.
At this time, it really is not feasible.
John Rolfe chaired the panel. He's a statistician from the University of Southern California.
We sell between 1 and 2 million handguns in the United States each year. So if you were to enter every single gun, you'd be entering 1 to 2 million every year.
That's a lot of ballistics images. Rolfe says today's technology for comparing images would have a hard time sorting through so many. It would spit out lots of possible matches.
It never tells you, like on CSI, this is a match. It tells you here's some potential candidates.
And getting too many candidates would be a big problem. Because to know if a match is real, a forensics expert would have to pull the evidence for closer examination.
It's okay to have them look at maybe 10 or 20. Do you want them to look at several hundred? Obviously, with enough resources and enough time, you can look at anything. But as a practical matter, sort of we've gone through the calculations, and it would be really very difficult to use in a practical way.
So far, only two states, New York and Maryland, have set up systems to gather ballistics images from all guns sold or manufactured in those states. Both programs have come under fire from critics who say they cost a lot of money and haven't really helped the police. Joshua Horowitz is executive director of the Educational Fund to Stop Gun Violence.
We've watched what's happened in Maryland and New York, and they have sort of test systems. And we've known that while I think the design was done in good faith, there's some problems in execution.
He says the experience in those states is one reason why gun control advocates are interested in a newer kind of bullet tracing technology. It's called micro-stamping. The idea is to design guns so that every time they fire, they stamp a unique identifying code onto a bullet or cartridge case.
So we've really changed our emphasis to this because it gets around many of these problems that we sort of identified 3 or 4 years ago.
California has already passed a limited micro-stamping law. It takes effect in 2010 and will require all new semi-automatic handguns to micro-stamp each cartridge case of a fired round of ammunition. Horowitz says eight other states are considering similar legislation, but critics of micro-stamping, like the National Rifle Association, say criminals will easily be able to tamper with the marks. In its report, the National Research Council panel said micro-stamping looked like a promising technology, but it also said more in-depth studies were needed. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.